We have been covering the topic of the parable of the sower, both in Mark 4 and Matthew 13. In Mark chapter 4, Jesus refers to himself as the sower. But in Matthew 13, we not only see the parable of the sower, but Jesus also explains the purpose of speaking in parables, so that the natural man's knowledge is left out of the understanding. For them to know implies there is another meaning beyond the surface. In Matthew 13, verses 18 through 23, he explains the difference between the types of ground that the seed falls on, then adds another parable that is not found in Mark 4. He speaks of the parable of the wheat and the tares, the leaven and the prophetic outcome in relation to the parables. Notice he adds the parable of the tares. Why? Because there were more sowers mentioned besides solely than Jesus. In verse 39, Satan is mentioned, of course. We know the outcome of those appointed by Satan in verses 40 through 42. But what caught my attention was the fact that the seed that they were sowing into the ground was being planted into the hearts of mankind, good seed or bad seed. Then the parable that follows has a great meaning as to why God was willing to pay the price necessary to purchase what was of great value to him. Notice the pearl of great price mentioned in verse 45 and 46. Then in verse 47 and 48, the dragnet is cast out to separate the wheat from the tares. Turn to Genesis 3:15. Notice he said that, "I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your seed and her seed. His seed is the flesh and her seed is the spirit." There again, when a man is born again, he becomes good ground. For when God's word is planted in his spirit, he will grow. But the seed of the flesh, his nature, has to be put to death in order for its authority not to rule over man. Romans 6:6-12. In Genesis 3:15, her seed, he, Jesus, shall bruise, literally crush or remove, one's position of authority. Matthew 16:18 says, "I will build my church, and the gates of government structure of Hades shall not prevail, be victorious against it." Then in verse 19, when translated into Greek, it says, "And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will have already been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will have been already loosed in heaven." Having faith in the completed work of Christ is really why we have rule and authority over Satan. Not only over just him, but we also need to have rule over our base of operation, his seed, the nature that is rooted in the flesh. Getting back to the reality that both seeds are being planted in us, thus requires the significance of the role of the Holy Spirit. He, the Holy Spirit, is able to impart the discernment in our spirit to what we accept as truth, in order not to allow Satan to plant his seed or tares in our outer man. This is what causes conflict in Genesis 3:15 and in Galatians 5:17. Please read these scripture verses. Every child of God has the abiding presence of conflict within, as stated in Galatians 5:17. But not only a child of God understands the doctrine concerning it. To have experience without understanding can be the onset of confusion, discouragement, or loss of direction in one's life. This also could lead to eternal disaster. The only remedy for this is to learn directly from the Word of God, dig in deeper to find out all that is taught concerning the two natures inherited through the generation of the first Adam and the nature inherited through regeneration by Christ, the second man. When the principles of these two natures is clearly understood, then that which was the cause of doubt is not only removed, but becomes the proper groundwork for the good seed to be planted in our spirit, then that good work which he himself will perfect and complete, spirit, soul, and body, at his return. Read Philippians 1, verse 6, and 1 Thessalonians 5:23.